Well, I suppose it's the old story of summary statistics can often hide some uncomfortable realities, and that's really the case here. Like, while it may look good that we have a high number of Gardaí per 10,000 of population, in truth we have that spread over a huge geographical area, you know, and that needs to be taken borne in mind. And, you know, people living out in rural areas, far away from a Garda station or even the possibility of a Garda patrol coming near them, you know, feel very isolated and often not as protected as they should. When you go to a city or a large town, you know, a smaller number of Gardaí where you have a density of population will be much more visible and much more quicker to get to the scene of an incident or if something goes wrong. Or indeed, the fact of their very presence and people know that they are close by means that incidents may not occur as often as they would otherwise. I think the issue as well, which is one of the big issues in regard to all of this, is about community policing, about having the Gardaí or the members of the service close to the community, known in the community, or working close to people in the community. And that's one of the things that has changed in the last number of years, where Gardaí are often, you know, not known by the local people, not part of the community as they would have been in the past. I think that has been one of the problems that we've had. You have to recognise that sometimes it's about resources, and resources are important. And that's one of the things that we continually press government on, and particularly about using modern technology. But we also have a situation in many cases where it's just an absence of knowledge in the area and of a little bit of backbone, of going in quick enough and dealing with a situation when it's at its very early stages rather than allow it to develop. But that's what happened in many of these serious incidents that we now are seeing coming to unfold, because they weren't dealt with in time. There wasn't enough effort put into the right places for to make it happen. I also have serious considerations and issues with how An Garda Síochána Síochána and elements of An Garda Síochána Síochána deal with informants, and how they allow them to run and not correct what they do. And sometimes if there's somebody passing on information to the Gardaí, they are given a kind of a by-ball. And that situation has turned into very serious problems that have developed into issues that have endangered and sometimes created a situation where we have loss of life in the country. And those things need to be dealt with, and need to be dealt with by the new commissioner. Hopefully he's taken a grasp of it and will deal with this. But the numbers are, I suppose, one of the things that people look at. But as I say, it's not really about numbers. It's about backbone, and it's about making sure the job is done, and about going in there in time and dealing with these situations and ensuring that the community out there have a relationship with the guard, know who they are, feel that they're approachable and that they trust them and that they're part of that community. And that's, I think, something that we need to restore as quickly as possible.